मित्रों, आपने जैसा सुना ही, विक्टोरिया के प्रीमियर डैनियल एंड्रूज ने एक बहुत बड़ा और मानवीय कदम उठाते हुए 267 शरण मांगने वालों को विक्टोरिया में पनाह देने की बात कही है। साथ में ही क्वींसलैंड के प्रीमियर और एसीटी के प्रीमियर ने उन्हें सलाम किया है और वो भी मदद देने के लिए, आश्रय देने के लिए तैयार हैं। अब आइए देखते हैं कि न्यू साउथ वेल्स में अपोजिशन, विपक्षी नेता लूक फोली के क्या विचार हैं। वी आर स्पीकिंग टू द अपोजिशन लीडर ऑफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स, मिस्टर लूक फोली। सो एज वी ऑल नो दैट द हाई कोर्ट हैज रूल्ड दैट इट्स लॉफुल टू सेंड बैक दीज असाइलम सीकर्स टू मैनस आइलैंड एंड नाउरू, लेट्स सी व्हाट द स्टैंड्स ऑफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स अपोजिशन इज। सो गुड आफ्टरनून एंड वेरी वेलकम टू द SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम, सर।
थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी।
Now tell us, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has offered sanctuary to 267 asylum seekers, and other premiers have also joined him to support these people. What is your stance on asylum seekers and children born over here?
I support what Daniel Andrews has said on the weekend. It may be legal for these removals from Australia to occur. It may be legal. The High Court's found so, but I don't think it's right. We're talking about 37 babies who've been born in this country, and I think for Australia to wash our hands of responsibility for those 37 infant children is just the wrong thing to do. So I applaud Daniel Andrews in saying that his state, Victoria, is prepared to resettle these families and their children and provide the necessary support services, and I want New South Wales to make the same offer.
So, were you in power, Mr. Foley, what would you be able to offer, particularly these 37 children and their families?
Well, at the level of state government, we have particular responsibility for the provision of health and education, perhaps housing and other welfare services. So there's plenty state governments can do to provide the vital settlement services that refugees to this country do require when settling here.
So apart from one's moral obligation as such to give refuge to these children in Australia, in New South Wales, do you think they have a legal right to be here because they've been born here?
I'm not going to quarrel with the High Court. We're talking about the finest legal minds in Australia. I'm not interested in a legal debate here.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, this is a moral issue. You're right. I see this as a question of morality. 37 babies born in Australia that I just can't see it as being right for us to wash our hands as a nation for any responsibility towards those children. So these are exceptional circumstances. We do need a strong system of border protection. We do need to be on guard against people smugglers. But these are exceptional circumstances. 37 babies born in this country. I can't see that it's right to force their removal.
So you applaud the action taken by the Victorian Premier, sir?
I do. I salute what Daniel Andrews, my friend, has said, and I want New South Wales to make the very same offer. That is that our state will join with Victoria, so the two largest states of Australia are both saying to the Turnbull government, we're prepared to step into the breach, accept responsibility for these children born in Australia and their families, and will provide the necessary health and education and welfare services to settle them successfully here.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Kumut.
Thank you, Mr. Foley.